Nothing makes Trey Fitzgerald smile more than picking up three on the road. I mean, it just makes everything better today, right?
Especially in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And for the second time this
yes.
year. So, you know, there's a pretty healthy rivalry there. And our good friend Brian Dunseth tweeted Saturday night, or actually said on the broadcast, about there's a lot of made-up rivalries in this league, which is probably, you know, understandable considering how young Major League Soccer is. But this one is organic between RSL and Kansas City. These teams, from the locker rooms all the way into the stands, and probably a lot of layers in between, really, really dislike each other. So for RSL to kind of rebound from, as you said, the kind of disappointing shutouts and kind of ineffective games, maybe at Colorado and Houston, games where you had your chances to take care of that game, but again, you're not in an intimidating environment. There was a lot of reasons to think those would be the key games on this road trip to take, and then to kind of be backed into a little bit of a corner, if you will, with staring down maybe the hardest game so that you don't get into an extended losing streak, and then to come out Saturday night, play the way you did, get the result you did, that's just very satisfying. And I think it gives the locker room, the team, the coaches, everybody a little extra pep in their step going into Columbus on Saturday and then Yankee Stadium on next Thursday. So the next 10 days, you know, you don't want to be greedy and think you're going to get two wins out of those two games, but I think you hope you get at least 4 points, and if you can get six, then you're coming home. And yeah, I know you touched on this too in the intro, then you're coming home and you've got six of your next eight games at home. And I think when you looked at the schedule back in January when it came out, and you're saying you've got nine of your first 13 away. And Tom, I don't know how many of your listeners know this, but in Major League Soccer, it's hard to win on the road, and it becomes harder and harder every year.
Right.
Out of 17 road games, the league leader in road wins is either five or six. So the average MLS team only wins four times a year on the road. And for us to have nine of our first 13 because of the field replacement at Rio Tinto Stadium, we knew it was going to be tough. And now we're one of the top three teams in the league in terms of points per game. We're a little lower in the standings because we have three games in hand
right.
over a couple of the teams that are ahead of us. And as you know, in any sport, those games at hand don't matter unless you do something
right.
with them. So we're going to have a chance to come back home where we're undefeated, where we've got this dominant home field advantage thanks to our phenomenal fan base, thanks to the altitude, and thanks to the quality team, and really be able to hopefully take advantage of that and load up on some points here, like you said, in June and July.
What do you think was the most heartening thing that Jeff Kosar and the coaching staff took away from Kansas City? I mean, you get some starters back, obviously. That's the obvious thing. When you get better players back, and you know, it allows your guys to, you know, you have so many more options, and everyone plays just a little less tense. And but what's the takeaway from Kansas City that you think really the coaching staff said, yeah, that was great?
Well, I know Jeff Kosar was really disappointed coming out of Houston, and again, that game's a bit of an anomaly because, and I don't know that the average fan really understands the difficulty of having getting prepared for a game, getting to the stadium 90 minutes before kickoff, and then about 60 minutes before kickoff being told that you're not going to play the competition and that they're going to try to, you know, be back at noon tomorrow, or actually 10:30. And I mean, you've been around these types of guys all your life, Tom. You know how creatures of habit they are,
oh, yeah.
how finely calibrated their routines are. And it was very disruptive. Now, everybody recognizes it's an excuse, but it was definitely a factor. So we came out flat. And the one thing that the Jeff was so upset about was just the defensive commitment from the kind of the attacking four players in that game. So he spent a lot of time this past week emphasizing team defending, team attacking, and that, you know, just that pressure on the ball, if you give it up, if you're Javier Morales or you're one of the front three forwards, that makes the midfield more effective. That makes the back line more effective. And like you said, yeah, you get Sonny back in there, you get Aaron Mond back in there, and they both played phenomenally well. Kyle Beckerman had been announced that he was going to the U.S. national team earlier in the day, so it was going to be his last game. But just all those things kind of, I think, served to kind of galvanize the club, and they came out with a game plan against Kansas City. We're going to let them have the majority of the possession because that's typically what teams kind of have at home, especially such a long-term effective side like Kansas City. And then we're gonna pressure them. We're gonna back press and get those opportunities. And you'll see the first goal came from Burrito Martinez applying pressure on Matt Beisler, who makes an uncharacteristically bad pass. João Plata jumps on it. There's three or four really nice passes between him and Burrito and Morales, and boom, you're up 1-0. And then, you know, the response, I think, 3 or 5 minutes into the second half, where Kansas City cuts it to 2-1, yep. And Benny Feilhaber, who's been an all-star in this league and is at the heart of this rivalry because he has talked a lot of trash in press conferences and other public forums about his hatred of RSL and specifically his hatred of Kyle Beckerman, he gets just his pocket picked from Kyle. And Kyle sends a 60-yard ball to Jura, and it's 3-1. So, you know, those are the kinds of moments, I think, where everybody involved looks at it and just says, okay, yeah, we've got some momentum. We've got a big opportunity to carry this momentum from an extremely difficult place, a place that has some tough memories for us, losing the MLS Cup 2013 there in Kansas City when it was 12 degrees or whatever. And let's use that as fuel going into a Columbus team that's maybe in a little bit of disarray or a shakeup. They just traded their big forward about 10 days ago over a dispute, some locker room discord. So they're trying to find themselves. And then you go to Yankee Stadium, which will be a historic game, sure. And a cool game to play there. And you're playing against a team that just lost 7-0 to their arch rival, the New York Red Bulls, on Saturday. So I think RSL, with some focus and determination and requisite hard work, has a chance to go into these final two games on this extended road trip and has great opportunity to come out with 3 points in each.
No doubt. He's Trey Fitzgerald, RSL VP of Communications and Broadcasting at Real Salt Lake. So no doubt when you see Movsisian burying opportunities, that's why you brought him back. And, you know, after that first game, I think he had a chippy miss in game one. And since then, he's finishing. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, and you're this is the life of a forward. They're always going to be judged, excuse me, on goal production. But, look, Yura's not been happy that he hasn't scored more. And, you know, we've seen this in the past with other strikers, whether it was Jason Christ in the early days or Alvaro Saborío or Fabián Espíndola. When they're not scoring, they're not fun to be around. They're not happy. But, you know, Yura has scored for Armenia, his home country, in Rome against Italy. So he's played in some pretty big venues and some big games in a fishbowl. So I think he's got a unique perspective. And while he'd like to be scoring more through the first 10, 11 games than he has, I think part of the reason you've seen the production from Plata or Burrito that you have is because Yura does so much of the dirty work and occupies the opposing defense's center backs and just creates space for Javi, for Burrito, for Plata, for Luke Mulholland, for Kyle Beckerman, and those guys getting forward. So if he can get his finishing stroke hot, like we saw with him getting basically, let's say, 1.5 goals on Saturday night, obviously the insurance finish, but he also just whipped in that ball that was credited as an own goal for Davis. That's going to bode well because he's going to keep doing the work. That's just who Yura is. He's a team first guy. But if he can start connecting on some of these opportunities that everybody else is going to set up for him based on the space that he's created for them. If he can, you know, we don't want him peaking in April anyway. We want him peaking in the second half of the season. And certainly when we've got this glut of home games where he's so happy and motivated to be playing at Rio Tinto Stadium in front of 20,000 home fans, that's a great equation for him to put together, hopefully this summer.
Yeah, let's take a quick look at the final two roadies here. Columbus, you were very kind. Well, not, I mean, you told it like it is. You said they're in transition. They have two wins. I mean, you know, that and you know, obviously when you go on the road, those games are difficult. The Houston team is not playing well, but that was a difficult
right.
environment, as you articulated. And then after Columbus, it's Yankee Stadium, and if you can't get up to play anything in Yankee Stadium,
right.
there's something wrong there. So there's an opportunity here to you know, to tack on more before you come home for 6 out of 8.
Absolutely. And, you know, Columbus, I'm respectful of them and
sure.
maybe a little wary of that one. They were in the cup final, you know, a few months ago in December.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of talent. They haven't put it together. Like we talked about, they did just trade their leading scorer, Kai Kamara, who scored 27 goals last year, was an MVP finalist. So again, they're working through some chemistry issues. Hopefully we're catching them maybe at the right time where they mm-hmm. haven't put it together, where everybody's not on the same page, and we can go in and take care of business there. Now, we don't have a great history in Crew Stadium of going in there and taking 3 points for a lot of different reasons. So, again, none of that stuff matters. It's just trends and stats historically. Saturday's game will be dictated, obviously, by current form and whatever happens in those 90 minutes. And I think it's just two teams that emotionally may be headed in opposite directions, and that bodes well for RSL.
No doubt. And then it's a quick turnaround, you know, Columbus, and then I believe it's Thursday, right? I mean, that's
correct. So we'll spend Memorial Day weekend, Saturday night in Columbus. We get up Sunday. We go to New York City.
Spend
4 days in the Big Apple. We'll do some fun media stuff with the guys in New York. We'll take advantage of, you know, Chris Wingert's home. Maybe he'll show us around Little Italy or some
yep.
of the hot spots the guys will enjoy. Everybody will go to the Adidas store and the Nike headquarters and
sure.
all that kind of fun stuff. And then, but yeah, there's business to be done, and that's Thursday night at Yankee Stadium. And I think, you know, we've got enough kind of mainstream sports fans in our locker room, and some baseball guys that are just going to get a huge kick out of playing in just that kind of premier legendary facility, even though it isn't the old Yankee Stadium. It's the new Yankee Stadium. But, you know, you look at New York City FC, and the unique thing about that field, Tom, because
I was going to ask you about how it plays. Yeah.
Well, it's tiny. It's really narrow, and you've got 22 guys basically in your living room.
In a phone booth.
Yeah, exactly. And that could be to our advantage when you've got guys like Javier Morales and Burrito Martinez and Joao Plata that can go 1-on-5 and dribble through mazes when they have space. I mean, they can do this when there's no space. And so, again, New York City FC just lost 7-0
yeah, I saw that.
To the Red Bulls. So they're dealing with their own kind of demons, and hopefully we can go in. And I've been saying for a couple of months, I think it's going to be a 5-4 game. I don't know who's going to win, but I kind of like our firepower's chances to go in there, especially if we can start stringing a couple together from Kansas City to Columbus,
yeah.
and then you go into that one. You do worry about kind of the final game of a long road trip, because it's sort of getaway day, as you know, in baseball. And
yeah, and you got to make sure you got to make sure they have some kind of a curfew. You're in the Big Apple with days off. I don't know, Trey.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then you've got the prospect of maybe 5 or 6 days off that you haven't had after the trip since before preseason training. And then you come back at Rio Tinto on June 14th for an Open Cup game. So there's going to be a nice little gap there. Hopefully, we've got enough of a veteran squad. I think guys can stay focused on the business they need to do, and then celebrate and enjoy it June 3rd through the 7th or 8th, whenever they return.
Right. Quickly, before we let you go, just real quick, we're up against a break, but give us an idea, some of the names you're gonna lose here to call-ups. I know, obviously, Raimondo and Beckerman, but give us an idea
actually,
of dates and so forth.
We came through relatively unscathed. It's just Kyle Beckerman for the U.S.
That's great.
So Raimondo is not called in. The couple of Damar Phillips, Omar Holness with Jamaica not called in. And that's going to bode well for us in June.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks so much. Great catching up with you. Enjoy New York. I hope there's a couple of stories that we hear when you get back.
For sure. Thanks a lot,
Tom. Okay, Trey Fitzgerald, you bet.